Do sardines ever get canned with sardines that previously tried to shank them, so they're stuck together for years until the Grim Reaper opens the container and devours them both? I've been at death's door 5 times, so I guess I'm long overdue a hot date with Hades. Today, I am that unlucky sardine, and the guy who almost succeeded at killing me 2 months ago glares at me from across the van. The two guards escorting us to another prison sit close to the doors at the back, discussing something in low voices. Both Samson and I are cuffed to the floor by our ankles and wrists, too far away from anyone, including each other, to cause any damage. I should resent being treated like some rabid beast, but let's be honest, I deserve it. If my cuffs had any slack, I'd be wrapping the chain between them around Samson's neck. With no one here to make sure protocol is followed, the younger of the guards, a cute blonde with a canine protruding from the line formed by his otherwise straight smile, turns on his cell phone and flashes his colleague something. They both grin. "What is it? Redheads? Cum shots? Gay?" I ask, letting my gaze linger on the young guard's eyes. I would do him in a heartbeat, even if he is a bit too muscular for my taste. But then again, nobody's perfect. A low grunt echoes between the truck's steel walls and the guard stuffs his cell down his pocket. The daylight sneaking through the small barred windows offers me a flash of his horrified expression as he stutters, "No, that's my kid. Jesus Christ, Coleman, shut the hatch to that filthy mind of yours. I'm sure you can find a dick to suck in your new cell." Damn right I can. I've had enough going on in the face department to get down and dirty with the pretty boys back in high school, and at 30, I'd be even more of a catch if I hadn't been unfairly incarcerated. Green eyes and tattoos can make a guy forget such minor details as a murder conviction. I've actually had several marriage proposals by mail. Samson looks up with his bloodshot eyes. "Getting antsy? Not fucked anyone since your last hole sold you out?" I don't know why he's baiting me, because neither one of us can reach the other. We're stuck like two eunuchs at an orgy. "I don't come and tell," I tell him in a steady voice, because the reality is that between suffering from an infection and barely recovering from this bastard turning my stomach into a pincushion, I'm not in the mood for procuring blowjobs. At least while in hospital, I got the great news of being STD-free.
"You should be dead!"
Samson snarls and spits at me, but his saliva pathetically falls next to my shoe. I smirk. "With that kind of aim, no wonder you have no kids waiting for you out there." Samson lowers his voice.
"Next time, I'll aim my knife for your fucking dick. If you survive that, at least you'll get to live your shittiest life."
One of the guards scowls at us.
"Can you two shut it? You'll both be in the can for life. Why make yourselves even more miserable?"
I hold Samson's gaze until his blue eyes are my sole focus, his scarred jaw and narrow nose that would have been so easy to break only a blur. Or maybe magic will save me again and I'll end up with an additional inch between my legs. Who knows? Samson raises his ass a few inches off the steel bench as if to lunge at me, but the chains don't let him do shit and he just struggles against them as I laugh. One of the guards gets up.
"That's enough!"
The driver starts honking. There's a screech of tires and gravity suddenly shifts, throwing us around like a bunch of trainers in a washing machine. I grab the bars my chains are attached to, and they prove to be a blessing as my long brown hair flies in my face, obscuring most of my vision. The guards who were sitting without seatbelts get smashed against the metal walls, just two sacks of bone and flesh. The tumble ends in a sudden collision, and I tense every muscle holding onto the handles by my seat as two bodies fly past me and land on the wall separating this compartment from the cab with a dull thud. The seatbelt that held me secure now digs into my stomach, reminding me of the ordeal I've been through since the shanking. But I open my eyes, trying not to succumb to the sense of nausea pooling in my stomach as the world comes to a halt around me. The scent of blood is tart in the air as I take in a blood-stained face. The young guard with the protruding canine has his eyes open, but there's no life behind them anymore. A bundle of keys shines by his belt, and I grab them, elated that they're close enough,